Hey guys, Dr. Heimlich here. And a large portion of fibromyalgia sufferers have an autoimmune component, an autoimmune problem. Those things, they're on the rise. I mean, it's common knowledge that fibromyalgia has a huge neurological component, but also has a metabolic component as well. And a lot of times, part of that biochemical component has to do with autoimmunity. And the number of autoimmune conditions are rising. I think the current count right now is right around about 100. Now, normally, the immune system recognizes what's self and what's not self, and usually does a really good job of that. And whatever's not self, it will attack and try to destroy. And the key word with this is identify. Now, what will cause those lines to get blurry, where the body can't tell what's self and not? I mean, that's the million-dollar question. Now, one of the reasons is genetics. You may have an epigenetic factor which causes your immune system to attack certain types of tissues in your body. Fortunately, there's some things we can do to help calm down that, even if you do have those genetics. Another theory is for the blurry line gets involved is smoldering little infections, bacterial infections, chronic things is what we're talking about, causing chronic inflammation. Things like parasites, yeast, causing free radicals. And then you get these deficiencies of other nutrients, and then you can have this whole biochemical inflammation soup, if you will, in the system. Also, factors that are involved in this are things like physical trauma, hydrogenated oils, a junk food diet, stress, lack of sleep, and different type of old age. Can be attributed to this as too, and antioxidant depletions, different chemicals getting into our systems, because research has shown that pesticides can cause this type of things, plastics, food allergies can do it, vaccines, vitamin D deficiency can do it, lack of discrimination between self and non-self can be caused by all of those different type of things. But regardless of what the ultimate reason is, it also affects what happens in the gut and can cause problems with digestion. It can cause dysbiosis. It can cause a gastrointestinal system to work in a way that it's not supposed to. It causes intestinal permeability to get broken. So what does that mean? It causes those toxins to leak back into our system to cause even more problems. I mean, 50 to 70% of our immune system by weight is in our it's in our gut, and you have to test out those different type of things to see what's going on with it. You have to test to see if you have parasites, bacteria, yeast, fungi, and all those different type of things. And here's the thing: you may have something going on down there, and maybe you've even been tested. And a colonoscopy is not a test for it. An upper GI, lower GI, that type of stuff. This is not the same test. Your doctor may have sent you out for a stool test, but I'm here to tell you, and I've got another blog post coming up on this, where there's a little bit of a Pepsi challenge, if you will, between one big lab and another lab out there, and it will show that there's a huge difference in the efficacy of these testing. So what you need to do is find a doctor who understands about autoimmunity, who understands about the gold standard tests are to do based on current research, not research that they learned 20, 30 years ago, or even 10 years ago in school, and then never picked up another book or paper on that type of stuff. They just get their education on how to treat or manage your fibromyalgia through the drug representative. We're not talking about that type of stuff. We're talking about finding a doctor who understands about functional endocrinology, functional neurology, who understands about the type of stuff we just talked about, who's able to take all the pieces of the puzzle for what you're suffering from, put it together, and get your body to start to do what God intended it to do, and that's to heal itself back up. I'm Dr. Heimlich. Thank you very much.